Right, okay, I'm here with Krista Krunt Andersson from Swedish metal band Tadma Rose. Hi, Krunt, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so to start with, let's talk about your new album, of course, Revenant, which is due out very soon. Is it the 15th of November, I think? The first for the band for 10 years, so how are you all feeling about it?
Feels kind of an unbelievably huge relief to finally get this album out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been working, I mean, we haven't kind of just laid down the band for the last years or something. I mean, we kept at it all the time, how strange that might sound, but whenever we were set to enter the studio and record it, some member decided to leave the band, et cetera, et cetera. It happens quite often during this 10-year period, so,
yeah.
Well, whatever, what can you do? Things change, and, I mean, people change interest and whatever, and move to other cities, and just makes it hard and whatever, so we just had to restart a couple of times over this 10-year period. So
yeah.
It's been really hard and really tough, but finally we managed to get it done.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so it's a great sense of achievement, I'm sure, then. Okay, so can you tell the fans what they can expect? I mean, I know there's the video out and there's been some clips online, but a little bit more about the tracks. There are 12 of them, aren't there, all together?
Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know what they can expect. To me, it's just plain, ordinary, good, old-fashioned heavy metal. That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Pretty much Tadma Rose style. A lot of people think it's a bit darker, more aggressive compared to the older albums. Well, I can agree with that as well, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think's made it a bit darker and more aggressive? Just everything that you've been through, do you think, as a band?
Yeah,
with all...
I guess a part of it has to be that, because, I mean, everything around you kind of ends up in the music when you write songs. So perhaps we've been feeling a bit darker.
Yeah.
Something, but also changed. I mean, when we write music, everybody in the band contributes. So if you change members, the new members bring in some new fresh ideas. So the sound differs quite a bit, not quite a bit, at least a little bit, so to say. But because they put their emotions into the music and so on. But it still sounds very much Tadma Rose, at least to me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so how, you said obviously it's taken a long time to do it, but how does all the writing and recording work for you? Do you all just get together and put your ideas in together?
Yeah, I mean, everybody sits at home and figuring out a bunch of ideas here and there, and then we just put it together at rehearsals and take it from there, so to say. And then we argue about every little bit.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Will you be doing any touring after the album to get it out to the masses?
I would really hope so, so to say. Nothing is booked or planned or decided upon yet, but I know that our management is talking to a bunch of the booking agencies and stuff, so hopefully that thing will be sold pretty soon, because playing live is what it's all about for us in the band, so we're really
Oh, that would be great. I was reading you, one of your favourite shows was Prog Power that you played a few years ago in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do you think you'd like to go back there again?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's tremendously well organised. I mean, everything from when you get there, the hotel room, the catering, the crew, the crowd, the venues, everything. I mean, I can't imagine that anything could be better than that, so... Yeah, it was really a very, very nice weekend we had there.
Yeah, oh, awesome. And, of course, we'll have to get you to Bloodstock as well. That would be cool.
That would be very, very awesome.
Yes, I shall have to put in a good word.
Yeah, please do. We never played there. I think, if I remember correctly, it was way back. We got some questioning about if we were interested in playing there or whatever, but... I think it was our record label back then who fucked everything up or something. I don't really remember.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, you'd go down really well, definitely. It'd be great. Mm. Okay, so you formed the band back in 1991, and as you said, you've been through many lineup changes, and you almost finished the band in 2007, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just me and Peter for a while, and I thought that, well, how hard can we really try? We tried so hard, and still it didn't work. It was kind of like, the harder we tried, the harder it got, it seemed. It was kind of like, well, fuck this, so to say, but Peter talked to me and said, well, what the hell should we be doing then? Well, I don't really know. Kind of like, better stick to our guns, and we did, and I'm glad we did.
Yeah, definitely. So it must feel different, you know, with the new lineup, obviously, because you've had so many changes. What differences do you notice? You know, the dynamics of the band must have changed compared to the past.
Well, actually, really not that much has changed. I don't know. Pretty much, I guess, the new members are pretty much like the old members, as far as personality goes.
Yeah.
So everything works very, very smooth. It's kind of like, we're really good friends with each other, and we always have a very good time, as we did back then, except with Urban, because he was kind of an oddball from day one. Anyway, but the rest of the guys that have been in the band has always been, I don't know, just like having a bunch of good friends around you all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you want. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, yes, I was going to ask you also, you've got another band in Moria, and you've done a couple of albums. The last one was A Farewell to Nothing, The Diary Part 1. Can we expect a part 2?
yeah, of course. all the songs are written, so we just need to find some time to start recording it. So that will probably be sometime during this winter, I guess.
Right. So how does that go, being with two bands like that? How do you, you know, do you work on one project, then another, or do they sort of, you know, mix together a little bit?
well, it was kind of like, I mean, Dan, who runs Moria, he was actually drummer in Tad Morose on the first album. Then he totally lost interest in music for quite some time. Then he started to write songs, started to catch up on keyboard playing, and finally he gave me a call and asked if I would like to put down some guitar tracks on some of his songs just to try it out. Then I did, and all of a sudden we were all mixed up together again. Brought in the whole Tad Morose band almost to form in Moria, and well, it's kind of inbreed deluxe or whatever you would like to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, then again, we're all a bunch of good friends that have a very good time together, so why not really? And also, this Moria thing kind of came up while, I mean, back in those days, not really that much was happening with Tad Morose, because we hadn't a complete lineup back then. So for me and Peter and Tommy, it was kind of like, well, kind of nice to spend some time within Moria and actually go out and do some live shows and have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, we started to get a complete lineup in Tad Morose, and a lot of things started to happen with Tad Morose, so it's really hard trying to make both things work, but so far so good.
Yeah. Awesome. So look forward to hearing some new In Moria material as well. That'd be great.
I found the same.
Cool. Okay, so if you could play any stage anywhere in the world, where would you like to play?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, of course. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 5 people in the audience or 10,000 or whatever. I mean, we just have such a great time on stage anyway. But there is, of course, some things that are not checked in my book yet, so to say. I never played live in Japan, so
yeah.
Whatever stage in Japan, I mean, if I ever get the chance to do that, that would feel very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. And where else? Any of the other major festivals around the world?
Of course, I would like to play on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise, because going to Caribbean in winter.
Oh, yeah.
It's really awesome.
It would be a break from Sweden, yeah.
Yeah, that would be really, really nice. And, I mean, we played Sweden Rock Festival, I don't know, a bunch of years ago, and that was also a fantastic show.
Yeah.
So we'd really like to play there again, and it's also a very nice festival. Just going there as a fan, so to say. So very often it's very cool bands playing, nice atmosphere and everything. And also I would really like to play back in open air again as well.
Oh, yeah, you played there before, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've played on Bang Your Head, which, as far as I know, is one of those special festivals, because every band that played there really likes to play there, because it's kind of smaller than back then, and you get one stage.
Yeah.
You kind of get a bit of overkill on festivals where you have 10 stages and 2,000 bands playing for days after days. It's just too much, I think. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the idea of having one stage, and I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a bit quiet between bands during changeover, whatever. People have to buy beer and take a leak and chat with each other as well. So
yeah, true, yeah. Yeah, it's great. The smaller ones definitely have more, more of a family atmosphere and more personality to them, don't they?
Yeah. And of course, Bloodstock would also be very, very nice to play, because I never played a festival in England.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, yeah. Yeah, you definitely fit right in there, so, yeah. I shall put you forward.
Yeah, book us right away.
I wish I'd got that power, but I will pass it on to the powers that be.
Yeah. I heard from a friend of ours from Bolnes here as well. Gormaton played there last.
Yeah.
And they really had a good time there. So.
Yeah, it is great because it's not huge, you know. I mean, it's just gone to 15,000 capacity. So it's, you know, it's not massive, and it's just right. It's, you know, it's really friendly. So yeah. Yeah, it's a great one, and very metal as well.
Yeah, bye.
Awesome. Okay, so can you tell me your future plans, say, like, you know, over the next year, what the band are planning on doing?
Play as much live as possible, of course. We'll see what happens after the album is out. The management are doing some talks with various booking agencies right now, but as far as I know, nothing is booked or planned or decided upon yet, but hopefully it will clear out pretty soon. So, I mean, I would really like for us to play as much live as possible during 2014. And, I mean, weekend shows, whatever, small tours, whatever, and then a whole lot of festivals during the summer season.
Yeah.
Recording the next album during fall of 2014 or something.
Cool. Okay, so...
But the first thing is our release party, you know, we can have on the way. Because then we are really, really going to celebrate it Viking style.
Yeah.
Yeah, the album is finally out. So.
Awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So, to finish off, would you like to leave a message for your fans?
Yeah. Hope you like the album, and when you play it, turn it up way loud, because the sound gets way better. And I'm not just saying that just to be trying to pretend to be cool or whatever. It really does. Try it. Let me know what I mean.
And definitely.
Don't bother if the neighbor bugs you about it.
Yeah, so turn it up to 11.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you ever so much for your time. It's been great having a chat with you.
Oh, great talking to you too.
Oh, thank you ever so much.
Yeah.